Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Marianne Watts, a Dominican Sister of Hope, living in Asbury Park, New Jersey. Her preaching is entitled Followers, and the reading is from the Gospel of Mark.
Jesus went out along the sea. As he passed by, he saw Levi, son of Alphaeus, sitting at the customs post. Jesus said to him, "Follow me." And Levi got up and followed Jesus. While he was at table in his house, many tax collectors and sinners sat with Jesus and his disciples, for there were many who followed him. Some scribes who were Pharisees saw that Jesus was eating with sinners and tax collectors and said to his disciples, "Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?" Jesus heard this and said to them, "Those who are well do not need a physician, but the sick do. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners." Followers. Throughout Jesus' life, according to Scripture, the people who angered him were not sinners, but hypocrites who saw themselves as righteous. Leaders who followed power and created truth out of a wish list. Isn't this our story today, when, at the insistence of a defeated leader, reality has been turned upside down, hypocrisy rules, and so many followers have become a mob fueled by violence? Yes, it was the mob that invaded our Capitol building that deserves much of the blame. And the mob's members, in the view of many, should be identified and prosecuted to the absolute limit of the law for their part in this shameful event. And shameful it was. In the words of one TV commentator, the mob and some of the police looked shockingly like mischievous children, smugly laughing and self-satisfied, even as they flaunted their disrespect of Congress because these elected officials had refused to obey their leader. Because, of course, there was a leader. This invasion was not a democratic event. It was an exercise in obedience to the one who promised to march with his followers to the Capitol, but chose rather to scurry back to the safety of the White House to enjoy the show on television, the righteous one, the high priest to his followers. I believe blaming has become our national pastime, and I acknowledge that I am guilty. Someone wrote recently that people find it easier to be against than to be for almost anything, and those who speak against often do so from a very righteous pulpit. When Jesus said, "I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners," is it too out of line to hear a little sarcasm in his voice as he dismissed the professionally good leaders? We seem to be drowning in blame these days, but what is the alternative? To forgive? I find that hard to take if, by forgiveness, we mean a choice to overlook the insurrection and move on into an uncertain future where we become the followers of the next righteous hypocrite. But what about the kind of forgiveness that reinforces Jesus' mission to sinners? Listen to the scripture passage from the letter to the Hebrews that precedes the gospel in today's readings. If we apply it to our troubled America, it is strangely comforting in its stark and surgical approach. Quote, "The word of God is living and effective, sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating even between soul and spirit, joints and marrow, and able to discern reflections and thoughts of the heart. No creature is concealed from God, but everything is naked and exposed to the eyes of Him, of God, to whom we must render an account." Close quote. We can work toward forgiveness of the mob and even its leader if it comes with this guarantee of God's justice, because no creature is concealed from God. We must all render an account. We are all followers.